Today's daf is Gittin Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new Mesechta, Mesechta's Gittin. Today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Reb Tzvi Hersh, ben Reb Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So, just a brief introduction to Mesechta's Gittin. Mesechta's Gittin deals with the laws of Gerushin, the laws of divorce. Now that's Pashit. If a man and woman are married and they decide that they want to part ways, they can't just agree to disagree and each live their own lives. Rather, they have to engage in a contract, in a process that's known as Gerushin. And really, the avoda of Mesechta's Gittin is to understand all the different halachas that pertain to a get, all the different halachas that pertain to Gerushin. I think in order to properly appreciate what Gerushin is, we first have to properly appreciate what marriage is. So marriage in halacha is made up of two components. It's made up of Kedushin, also known as Erusin, and it's made up of Nisuin. Kedushin, first Mishnah of Kedushin says, Va'isha niknis bekesef b'shtar or bia. Nisuin, that interestingly is not mentioned anywhere in Chazal in terms of what exactly it is. As a result, there's a big machloikus ha-poiskim exactly how nisuin happens, and it's for that reason when you go to a chasana, there's a badekin, and there's a yichud room, and there's a chuppah, and there's a lot of different things happening. And the reason is because we're trying to be yotze all the different shitas, because we're not 100% sure exactly how nisuin happens. But the point is, if a man and a woman are married, kedas moishe v'yisrael, the halacha is if they now want to terminate that marriage, they have to engage in the process of gerushin. So, kedushin can happen either b'kesef, b'shtar, or b'biyah. Nisuin, a big mevucha. How exactly does a man divorce his wife? There's one way and one way only. And that is, the man would have to write a document, a shtar. The toichin, the content of the shtar, basically says that even though we were married, however, moving forward, we will no longer be married. Hareyat muteres l'chaladam, etc., etc., etc. He hands it over to the woman. They become legally divorced. The parasha of Gerushin is mentioned in the Torah. It's in Parshas Ki Tse, and really, there's a few words that encapsulate all the different halachas that the Mesechta pivots on. Now, if you look at the more general context, it's not a few words, it's a few psukim, but as we'll see, there's more than just Dine Gerushin that are mentioned in the parasha of Gerushin. There's some other halachas there as well. And I just think as a hakdama, the hakdama is going to be brief, it's worth just chazering over literally, Shnayim Mikra, the Echad Targum Dig, the few psukim in the Torah, just to get a feel for the Mesechta. The pasuk says as follows: this is Perichov Dalet Pasuk Aleph, it's Parshas Kiseitze. Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uba'ala, if a man's going to marry a woman, Vahoye Imloisim Sochem Be'enav, immediately, in the event that he is not going to anymore have any chain by this woman. Ki Motzava Ervas Dover, because he found that she engaged in an Ervas Dover, the Kostab Law Sefer Krisos, he should write a Sefer Krisos, what we know as a get, the Nasa Biyada, he should hand it over to her, the Shulchan Mibesai, and send her away from his house. Viyatza Mibesai, Vaholcha Vahoysalishach, this woman wants, she can now leave the house of her husband, and she can marry another man. Meaning a divorced woman is allowed to remarry. She can't marry a Koyan. But if she wants to get married to someone that's not a kohen, that's of course something that she's allowed to do. Says the pasuk, what happens if usneya ho ish ha'acharoin? The second husband also didn't like this woman. Because of law sefer krisos, v'nosan v'yodah v'sholcha mibesach, tzim tzveitin mo, shnayim ikon. So he then goes and he does the same exact thing. Or if maybe that second husband will die, says the Torah, very important halacha. The original husband is not allowed to remarry his wife. Being that she was married to somebody else in the interim, ki toyevo hi lefnei Hashem. This goes into the halachas that are considered toyevo. But leisachati es haoretz asher Hashem lekecha noisel lechalun nachla. This is a very chomer diga iser, and as a result, a person has to be careful that if he marries somebody, divorces her, she marries somebody else, even though right now she's not an eishes ish anymore because her second husband gave her a get, or because he died, it doesn't matter. Lo yuchal bai laharishen asher shulcha lasha lekecha lias leisha. It's what we know as the love of Machzor Gerushin. So really, if you go through the parasha of Gerushin, it's one parasha, but there's three different, very important halachas that the Torah is teaching us. Number one, the Iker Parasha of Kedushin is in the Parasha of Gerushin. Number two, the Parasha of Gerushin. Number three, the Lav of Machzir Rishas. As it relates to In Yoneinu, what we need to become very, very, very familiar with, it's not hard, is a few words. The Kosav Lo Sefer Krisos, the Nosam Biyodo, the Shulchan Ibeisa. That one pasuk really, in a nutshell, summarizes what exactly, again, is. It summarizes what Gerushin is. It summarizes the backdrop for the entire Masechtas Gittin. So just a few basic halachas that we need to know that come out from this pasuk that is a hakdama to the Masechta and is also a hakdama to the first staff that we're about to learn. Number one, the Torah says, V'kosav lo. Who's the Torah talking to? The man that's married. Ki kachesh isha, V'kosav lo. He should go and he should write the get. Midai raisa and midrabono. The husband has to be the one to write the get. So if a man wants to get divorced, he would physically need to sit down and he would need to write a get. Now, not every man that wants to get divorced is necessarily capable of writing a get. Stating that, everyone knows the halacha is shlucha shalavim kamaisa. So the husband can appoint the shliach, and based on the chiddush haTorah of shlichus, that shliach will be able to write the get on his behalf. But this is very important. Even though in most gerushin situations, there's a sofer that's writing the get, but it's not because the sofer could write the get. He's acting with power of attorney. He is a shliach of the husband. The husband was memanahim a shliach, and it's only for that reason that he can write it. So for example, someone that's not roy to be a shliach can't be a sofer for ksivas agad either. The reason is because it works with the parasha of shlichos, and as a result, it's only then that it would work. Why do you need a parasha of shlichos? Because the Torah says, because of law, that the husband should be the one that's going to write the get. And being that it's the husband that's the one that's going to write the get, the only way someone else can do it is if it works with the parasha of shlichos, if he would appoint him to do it. The Torah says, because of law, he should write it for her. Now, obviously, for his wife, that he wants to divorce. What's the dagush of the kasav law? So Chazal learned, again, a very important halacha that's going to play itself out in the first sugya of Masechtas Gittin, and that is, law means lishma. So that when the husband writes the get, he has to write it with a kavana of lishma. So just like in Kachim, there's a halacha that shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrikat, avoidas have to be done lishma. Ksivas haget, which incidentally is mentioned in Zvachim Daf Beis, is also something that has to be written l'shma. So it has to be written l'shem isha zu, l'shem gerushin. The kavana of l'shma is something that's ma'akiv in ksiva saget. The pasuk says that the get is a sefer krisos. So sefer just means it's a document. It doesn't have to be a whole book, but it has to be a sefer. In fact, there are halachas that we learn out from the fact that the Torah refers to a get isha as a sefer because it actually sounds like it's not just a document. It sounds like on some level it is a sefer. We'll see halachas in the coming days. But the point is, the Torah refers to it as a sefer. It's interesting. We refer to a get isha as a get. First Tosafot Masechtas Gittin says that it's a little bit of a misnomer, right? If somebody says, what's a get? You'll say, what do you mean? That's a bill of divorce. It's the wrong answer. A get really is a document. In fact, you find Gittin Mamon that are mentioned in several places in Shas. The proper way to say a bill of divorce would be referring to it as a get isha. But Tosafot says that being that Roiv, Gittin are get isha, and most places, is the more accurate way to say it, that you find the word get mentioned in Chazal, it's referring to a get isha. So therefore, it became shogur b'thiv that if you find stam get in Shas, it's referring to a get isha. And if you want to say a legal contract type of document, you would have to explain yourself. You would have to say a get mamon. It's interesting that we learn halachas from the fact that a get isha is called a get also. Meaning, just like we learn halachas from the fact that the Torah refers to a get as a sefer, we learn halachas from the fact that Chazal referred to a get as a get. What's the halacha? Tosfos says that the minhag is that a get should have yud beis shurois. There should be 12 lines. Why? Because it's the gematria of the word get. So here you have a gematria of an Aramaic word. But it's the gematria of the word get, and that's why the minhag is that a get should be made up of 12 lines. It's yidua that the Vilna Gaon said a different reason why we use the word get to explain a bill of divorce. The Gaon said because there's two letters that you find in the Torah that never come together. A gimel and a tes. You can go through Gans Tanakh they never come together. And that's why Chazal used the word get to describe a bill of divorce, to show this inyan that they give him the test, they have pirud, because he never find these letters together. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, incidentally, in the Sefer Time of the Gra, in Parshas Kiseitza, he brings the Vilna Gaon, and he's ma'orer on the Gra, he says that, the mechilas kvoy teirasei shel hagra, tzorichin, because I found other letters that also never come together. A gimel and a kuf, a zayin and a tes, a zayin and an ended tzaddik, a zayin and a samach, and a samach and an ended tzaddik. So, we'll take the God of Adar, Reb Chaim, Sefer Tzadik Levrachah's work for it. But he said, these letters never come together anywhere. He said, Sarachin. The Vilna Gaon said, it's called a get because these two letters never come together. I found other two letters that never come together. So Reb Chaim said, Mistamad Achazog and Elephant Svezachin. Other, this is just a nice of the geremes for why it's get. Maybe not the Iker reason. Because in addition to the Pashup Shat, you also find this Indian that the Gimel and the Tes don't come together. And he says, also, this is the first two. So if you were going to go in order, so Gimel was obviously the first letter. Gimel Tes, even though it's Gimel Kuf, but Kuf comes after Tes, and as a result, maybe that's the Pshat, but this is Reb Chaim Zahara in time of the draw. So that's what we learn from the Kosav law, Sefer Krisos. The Torah says, after the man writes the get, v'nasam b'yada, he has to take the get, and he has to hand it to the woman. Pretty clear that the husband has to be the one to take the get, and he has to give it to who? Yada. It's referring to the woman. Stating that, based on the halach of Shluchei Shaladim Kemoise, we learned that if the husband doesn't want to be the one to give the get, that's okay. He can appoint the shliach. And if the woman doesn't want to be the one to receive the get, that's also okay. She can also appoint the shliach. When the husband appoints a shliach, it's known in the vernacular as a shliach lahilacha. When the woman appoints a shliach, it's known in the vernacular as a shliach lekabbalah. But again, the only reason it's happening this way is based on the halach of shlichos. So midday right, so the husband would sit down, he would write the get, then he would pick up the get, he would hand it to the woman. But doesn't have to be that way, and usually isn't that way. So it's perfectly okay if a sofer writes the get, and then a shliach lailacha takes it and gives it to a shliach the kabbalah. The husband's nowhere in sight, the woman's nowhere in sight. But at the same time, this is all working with power of attorney. It's working with the parasha of shlichos, and based on the parasha of shlichos, this is something that's okay. One other halacha that I think is worth mentioning before we start the masechta, and that is that a very, very critical part of a get are the eidim. You can't divorce a woman unless there are eidim that witness this divorce. Now, to be clear, the hilchas eidus of gerushin is a little bit different than the hilchas eidus, for example, of dinei mamonos. So, for example, when it comes to a financial transaction, there's a concept that eidim play a very important role. Dava sheva mamon requires two eidim. But the chazal say, lo ivri sahadi elo l'shaki. The only reason you need eidim is just in case there's going to be a dispute. If a person is involved in a business transaction and he has documents to prove it, he can take those documents, put them away, and hopefully he'll never have to look at them. The only reason he has them is lo yivri sahadi ela l'shakri, because in the event that someone's going to tie him a mezuyah, or he's going to claim like this, he'll be able to pull out the shtar and the document he has to show that it's not true. You can't deny it. This is something that absolutely positively happened. When it comes to gerushin, the mechayv of eidus is a little bit different. You need eidim in order to create a gerushin. If there were no eidim present at the gerushin, then the halacha is the gerushin is nitkan gerushin. It has nothing to do with just having a backup plan in the event that someone's going to come and is going to be ma'arer and is going to say that this get never really happened. The hilchos eidus is something that we need in order to create the gerushin. It's what's known in yeshiva as eidus l'kiyume. You need the eidim to be makayim the gerushin. This is true for kedushin as well. You have to have eidim kedushin under the chuppah. You can't say no one was ever ma'arer that this marriage happened. As a result, they can be no. If there's no eidim, then there's no marriage. If there's no eidim, there's no gerushin. Stating that is a big time machloikis tana, maybe the most important machloikis in Masechtas Gittin, that discusses what exactly that machayev of eidim is. The mayor held that the eidim that shaf the gerushin are the eidim chasima, the eidim that sign on the shtar. The shtar, the sefer krisos, the get isha, is what's being kairos, being ish l'isha. And eidim need to sign on that, and it's the eidim that sign on that that are mekayim the gerushin. Rabbi Loza argued. Rabbi Loza said, eidim mesira karsin. It's the eidim that witnessed the v'nosam b'yada. Those eidim are the ones that are mekayim the gerushin. So there's two components, two very, very distinct components that underpin every single get isha. This is the Vekasav La Sefer Krisus number one, and this is the Venasam Biyada number two. The Machlokes Mamei Rabbi Elazar is, where do you need the Eidim to be Mekayim everything, to be Mekayim this entire situation? According to Rav Meir, it's the Eidei Chasimo, it's the Eidim on the Vekasav La Sefer Krisus. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's the Eidim Mesiru, it's the Eidim on the Venasam Biyada. Either way, that's the abbreviated introduction to Mesechtas Gittim, Ezras Hashem, as we go through the Mesechta and we embark on different sugyas. We'll talk a little bit more about Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Hakdama, but for now,